Hello, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm from National Opinion Survey. I think the call dropped.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And don't worry. We were rating from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards the person or organization, as 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. We were at public schools.
Public schools. Probably 70, 60.
70 or 60?
Yeah.
Which one?
60.
Thank you. Your local school board?
No.
Using the scale from 0 to 100?
50.
Black Lives Matter or BLM?
0.
The American Federation of Teachers or AFT?
I do not know who they are, so it's 50.
Okay, that's fine. Public school teachers?
Public school teachers, I would say a 80, I mean 70, 70.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Staying the same.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for our public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Police rate of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it is somewhat important to public schools to prepare students. And 0 means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one is, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
A 10.
Thank you. Excuse me. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
10.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Spends just the right amount. I mean, fair.
Okay, thank
I believe.
You. Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing that I know of. Nothing at all.
Thank you. As you may have heard somewhere, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or do you disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would assume so, yes. I agree.
So would you somewhat agree or strongly agree with it?
somewhat agree.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism in from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time, but we still have a few more questions to go. Okay. So thank you for your patience. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted and to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree.
And would you say you would strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable.
Disagree.
And is that a somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
And the last one for this section is, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teacher challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable.
Agree.
Is that a strong agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is increasing discipline in schools.
I agree. Strongly agree.
Support. Thank you. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum's decisions in their school.
I agree. Support.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Somewhat agree. Support.
Thank you. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
Support. Somewhat.
Okay. Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum.
Neutral. I wouldn't know too.
But is that, well, based on your opinion, where do you lean more? Is just somewhat support or somewhat oppose?
Some oppose.
Thank you. Now, some U.S. citizens have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Support, somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Okay. And you said 10 was support?
10 was very convincing, 5 was somewhat convincing, and 0 not at all convincing. Any number between 0 and 10.
If I'm convinced, if that's the right thing, is that what you're asking?
A number. From any number.
Three.
Okay. Three.
No, I'm sorry. Ten.
I'm just confused. I'm not judging you, by the way. I'm just confused because 0, it is not at all convincing. 5 is somewhat convincing, and 10 is very convincing.
But I'm confused. Like, are you asking if that's the right thing that Americans should do?
According to you, it is. If it's convincing to you, if it's a convincing argument to you.
Yes.
So in the scale.
Actually, I'll skip that question. I wasn't really sure about that one.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss things like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Okay. Yeah, I'm convinced with that. Yes.
The number from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and for opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have a conversation about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
I am convinced. 10.
Thank you. Would you like to revise the first one?
Let's do it then.
History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Yes, 10.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that are unpopular and might make someone uncomfortable.
Yes, I agree.
And is that a strong agree or somewhat agree?
Strong.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum.
Agree.
Is that a strong agree or somewhat agree?
Strong.
Thank you. And we're going to switch gears for the last time. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
The last year was 21, 2021?
The last year of schooling.
I graduated from high school, 12.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Mostly Republican.
So would you say it's a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
No, well, nowadays it's kind of hard to choose between both, but mostly somewhat Republican.
So not a strong Republican?
No, or no.
I'm confused now. So would you call yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Somewhat, because nowadays Republicans and Democrats, it's really confused. It's a confusing place to be because, I don't know, just the thing. You know, times are changing, and back in the day it was more. Now, Democrats are very, left-sided, you know? It's not so much towards the middle, you know? I tend to be more towards the middle.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. But it's not to bother you, but we need for you to tell me if you would call yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following describes your child or children's school? A public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
It is a charter school.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I try to every Sunday, but sometimes I'm unable to do so. Probably twice a month, three times a month.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. Is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
Yes, applies to me, I guess.
Okay.
To my family, pretty much.
Oh, but if it's you, it's you as well.
Yeah.
Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No. No, it doesn't apply.
Thank you. And finally, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, rural?
It's urban.
Thank you very much. And with this, it concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and now you're free.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.